You know what I will say in defense of Jordan, and I'm very, there's like a confession on my part. It's a confession, is that when last week, rewinding, he mentioned sea salt spray.
Yes.
I was curious and I ordered some on Amazon.
Brett.
Listen, like, so here's the
He's not even on Instagram yet and you're buying products from him.
Listen, let me defend myself.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every single delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the week when it turns out all the guys suck. Like, I'm over every single person on this show, but we still have to keep watching and talking about it for what feels like months at this point. It is months. It's months.
Yeah.
And Emma's not here today. Emma is on vacation. I believe she's in Mexico, just taking beautiful Instagrams and flower crowns.
Very jealous.
Yeah. But I'm here with Brett Vergara from BuzzFeed.
Hi, we're back. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. I always invite Brett when Emma's not going to be here. So at this point, it's unclear whether they're the same person. Have they ever been in the same place
Fair.
At the same time?
I'm like starting to think that Emma's just trying to avoid me. Like I'm...
Unfortunately, we have to power on without her. Maybe next time.
Got this.
Future year, you'll see Emma. But we have a lot of crap to talk about.
That's true.
A lot of bad guys.
That's true. I feel like, so for me, I wouldn't say that like every single guy is bad. I mean, there's like three that I like. You know,
which ones
like,
do you
I
like?
I mean, like also define like, I mean, all of this is like very vague and like whatever. But I feel like my favorites are like I like Clay, you know, like I mean, I think
right.
he's like I think he's like a dull, gentle giant. But that's not like a reason to dislike him. You know, I mean, like I guess like what do I need to really grab onto someone? But I like Clay. I liked Chicken Guy way more until like this episode. I still like him, kind of. I don't know. It's all complicated. It's just like never have faves because they always do something that disappoints you.
It's true.
It's just
it's a mistake
so true.
To have faves this early in the season.
I know. Because
I feel like I'm a good judge of character. It's something that I go through great psychological contortions to continue believing about myself.
Yeah, yeah.
But that works best if I wait to decide who I like until around episode 7.
Fair, fair. But no, like we just can't do that. We have to be like, no, I'm going to put all the eggs in. Oh, it's a chicken. It's a vague chicken.
I've decided Connor is my favorite dude. He's definitely a good guy.
And then, or Lincoln. I've seen, you know what's been very, very fun? It's like, I mean, I... like have since like heard of like the vague like poop rumors and like and I know you're not a fan of that, but
I'm
like,
pretending that rumor doesn't exist.
I think
unverifiable.
I think in a world where like we have problematic Instagram likes and the world around us is just like on fire, sometimes you need to just like talk about poop for a little bit just to like recenter yourself, you know, and just like keep yourself vaguely sane. I don't know. So if I
Or Joe, Grocer
or,
Joe.
Just I will keep making references to Joe this entire. That's the fave, Joe. Poor Joe.
I don't get Joe.
What don't you get about him? Like what?
Like what's appealing about him is what I don't get.
I think he's well the dimples for one. You know, I think he's just like very like, you know, like he's very adorkable. You know, where he's just like, I think that's his appeal.
See, I think that would work for me if it were maybe a little more. If it were a different kind of adorkable.
Yeah. Like, is it the accent, Claire?
It's a accent? Little bit the accent.
I mean, that's fair. Listen, like, if we can just, like, lay it all out on the table, it's
I mean,
okay.
I'm from it's near okay. Chicago. It's not an exotic accent to
me. I mean, it's fair.
It's just fair. Kind of like, I never, like, dated growing up in Indiana, and I just sort of defined my type in opposition to people around me, so I moved away and dated people from the coasts. And so Joe sort of brings me back to...
I mean, yeah. No, that's like real fair. Yeah.
Yes, but he seems great.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just...
And definitely would not have disappointed us.
I think he like... True. He wouldn't have thrown the picture. You know, he wouldn't
probably
have.
Probably not.
He just was there to hang out with his watermelons. You
can't have a successful grocery store if you're just getting aggro and throwing people's stuff around whenever they piss
you're
you
around,
off.
You're around delicate things. You can't just like be like throwing food around. No, you just got to treat it with love and care, if anything. You know, I mean, the most delicate little person over here is gone.
He's not like a Gallagher. He's a watermelon nurturer. Yeah,
exactly. See, that's exactly what I think you would want in a relationship. Just someone who's just...
Definitely.
They can take care of their produce. You know, they can take care of you. I'm just going to pretend that's a thing.
It's... I mean, he wanted it to be a thing.
It's fair, but...
I think Becca was like, I did not come all this way. Because she also sent home Mr. Minneapolis.
True, true. Which we heard from last week. And,
yes.
Yep.
I think that might be the last we hear of him.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, he may have another poem coming out, so you never know.
There have been a lot of poems.
There have been
season.
Like four? Is
and
it four?
They've all been bad.
Yeah. I mean, you know whose was okay was John Blanc's. That one was like vaguely okay. Where like I'm still not a fan of poems.
I
like,
want someone to come out and do like a free verse poem, a prose poem, something a little adventurous.
Would that be better?
I don't know. I'm so tired of the lines that have no discernible meter, but then they rhyme at the end. And I'm like, no, you can't just like... rhyme. There are other rules that go into making a formal poem of this sort. You know what? Don't listen to me.
I'm a little worried you're putting that into the universe. Like, just like you heard it here first, and all of a sudden it's like, what? Did you want some of that? Oh, well, just you wait until next week.
I do want some of that. Well, I want good poetry.
It's coming.
I have high standards.
It's coming.
All right. We should start at the beginning, sort of. Let's talk about the first date card.
First date card.
I'm ready for my big day.
There you go.
Clay, Nick, Chris R., David, Jean Blanc, Jordan, Lincoln, Connor. That's like a group of personalities.
Yeah, no, really. That's like just all over the place. And like I was just panicking, like trying to put together everyone's names. I was like, okay, I think I got like most of those.
I know. I always try to write I probably missed one. Nah. But I always try to write them down really quick.
I wouldn't even be able to think of who.
At this point in the season, most of them don't really come into play.
Fair.
She tells them that she wants to pamper them like she was pampered on her first date. So they go to a sort of resort and there are tuxes and fancy shoes waiting for them. I know that's what all men want when they're being pampered.
Of course. And then like just like the real nice like product shot, the nice zoom into like black tux or whatever it was called. Yeah. Also, I wanted to point out, I know that you're kind of like in this like back and forth fave relationship with Jordan, like as am I, where it's like, I feel like I like him. I feel like he's like one of my, like, I know I can't say he's my favorite because that's bonkers, but he's like almost kind of my favorite because like he's just a gem.
He is great TV.
In his own right. Like I also loved when they announced the pamper date, just the beaming look on his face. Like he was just like, oh, hell yeah.
Can we just acknowledge that he does a whole, don't try this at home, kids. This is only for professional models. Gives a runway walk that looks pretty much the same just as a like, walk to me.
Yeah, just like a standard, you know.
It's on the eyebrows.
Oh, yeah. And I like how, like, Becca wasn't quite sure. Like, it wasn't like, oh, that guy's a model. It's like, oh, wait, like, are you? Oh, like, did not even occur to me.
That's what Allison said last. Yeah. She was like, is he a model?
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't seem like he could be a model.
Yeah. I mean, like, he's trying his best.
Apparently, he is, as we learn later, one of under 100 Wilhelmina male models.
That completely, like, went over my head because I was just like, okay, like that's like a...
Wilhelmina is a modeling agency.
I have zero idea.
With a fair like, amount of name recognition.
Okay,
Brett.
That's... Listen, no shade against Wilhelmina, but like I just like that was just... That could have been a town. That could have been like, oh yeah, there's so many models from
a lot
Wilhelmina.
Of models.
I don't even know where he's from. Florida? Where is he from?
I think he lives
in
Florida.
Yeah, just like, oh yeah, Wilhelmina, Florida. Like that's just like great. You know what I will say in defense of Jordan, and I'm very, this is like a confession on my part. It's a confession, is that when last week, rewinding, he mentioned sea salt spray.
Yes.
I was curious and I ordered some on Amazon.
Brett.
Listen, like, so here's the
He's not even on Instagram yet, and you're buying products from him.
Listen, let me defend myself. Is that he was talking about how it's like, oh, you just came back from, like, the beach. And I was like, wait a minute, like, I like my hair when I come back from the beach. Like, it has more, like, substance.
This is something women have been doing for decades.
No, right, which, like, does not surprise me. But, like, this was the first time I've ever heard about sea salt spray.
Really?
In my life, like, not even like just like in the realm of like, oh, sea salt sprays for women. No, like, just never, never in my life have I heard that that's a thing. But so I was curious and I did a little research and I saw that, like, it gives, like, more body to, like, fine hair, which is like, I have fine hair, just like a lot of it. So I was like, I want to, like, for science, you know, for research, I want to test this out. And I'm a fan. It's in my hair currently. You know, no one.
Let it be known that Brett's hair has a lot of texture and volume.
It's just
right
like
now.
Some body that's being crushed by headphones currently. But, you know, it's like,
hey,
fine.
Get used to it.
Fair. But
I can't do sea salt spray, and I don't like my hair after the beach because I'm very self-conscious about how, like, frizzy my hair is.
Yeah.
And so I always do the, like, beachy wave thing. And I'm like, I feel like you're supposed to be stunningly good looking. And that's contrasted with your messy hair.
Yeah.
But if you're not feeling that good about your bone structure,
then it's just
then,
like,
you don't want your hair to
look
messy.
I always feel like I need to. Well, what I've been doing is I've been, like, doing it a little bit and then just, like, messing with it a lot. Because, like, it does get, like, frizzy. But I kind of like it, like, a little frizzy. Because, like, I need.
That's the body.
No, that's the body. Exactly. So
this is our new product recommendation podcast.
Already,
can you tell us what brand of sea salt spray?
It was
using?
No, it was the one that was like the mama one, like the Not Your Mama's.
Oh,
or
or I
not
use,
your mom's.
I've used some of their products.
It's good. It was tropical banana. So it's like
salt and
it's
banana.
Real good. Yeah. Mm. So I'm already being influenced by the worst person. It's fine. Everything's fine.
I'm sure there are some good lessons you can take away from him. Although he gives Becca some advice. She's like, tell me your modeling secrets. He says, in the morning before you put on your socks or your pantyhose, you should put on your confidence.
Which we messed up. We didn't put on our confidence before we, like, started.
Before
doing
I
this.
Put on my pantyhose, did not put on my confidence.
Oh shit! We have to scratch this whole thing. I did not put on my confidence before we started recording.
Brett looks like a mess.
We're spiraling downwards. Oh no!
I just want to note that Jordan, for a male model in 2018, has extremely dated ideas of fashion.
Oh yeah, yeah, just like a little. It's like it's just like a little bit behind.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, like this
just
would
like
have been like
a couple like pantyhose.
Yeah,
like how many,
like,
women wear pantyhose?
I don't know. The last time I heard the word pantyhose, like, in real life,
it's not a great word. Just, I'd prefer never to hear it.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
He doesn't think women wear socks. A lot of confusing things happening.
Also, wait, so what's funny about that, to jump back, last week he had such a hard opinion about socks. It was like, oh yeah, everyone wears socks. Like, what are you, a monster? And then he's like, what? Just like, you know.
And later this episode, we see him wearing shoes without socks.
I just have so many questions. Now, we're dismantling him piece by piece right now.
It's all a big lie.
It's all a charade. Not even a model. He's like, he's a salesperson, just like everyone else. Just medical sales rep. That's all they are.
David is not into. We see a burgeoning feud with Jordan here. David, the chicken, and the 25-year-old venture capitalist thinks she's looking for someone with more substance.
Oh yeah, just, you know, a little bit.
Like a 25-year-old who comes from family money and just
plays
with
it. That's what
you're
really looking for.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Where's the chicken suit?
Excuse me.
Don't die on me.
So then once they get in their expensive clothing, they go, as they love to do on the show, and ruin all of it.
That was a theme, like, with everything.
It depresses me more when it's, like, wedding dresses, because I look at wedding dresses recreationally, and it pains me to see them ruined.
And then she's like, oh, no.
People are like, oh, it's so rebellious. No, it's a beautiful work of art.
Yeah, right.
Preserve it,
someone,
like, maybe on a mannequin.
Right.
So Rachel and Brian have come back to judge this not really judge, MC this competition.
Yeah, they're just hanging out.
They're just there.
To do, like, the mouth do line.
Yeah.
Like, three times.
Yeah. I mean, she makes a good point. It's important to know when you're entering a relationship. However, this whole competition really rubbed me the wrong way. Speaking of. and so basically, it's a race to the altar to propose to Becca. But the little competitions are all sort of sexist cliche themed.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say the
yeah.
theme was offensive cliches about men having to marry women.
Just line them up. Just
ball
line
and
up.
Chain.
Oh, yeah.
Getting cold feet.
Yeah.
Slippery
oh, yeah.
slope, which well, does that
which,
just mean like you
means.
Date someone
gotta,
and
like,
then whoops, she's trapped you into marriage. I can't.
We just have to like unpack so many things. Just, but you know what I will say? Like with these dates, I like these would be the dates that like if I were ever on the show, this is the one that like would terrify me. Not like the plane jumping. Like I could do that. Like the plane jumping, like the bridge climbing or whatever. Like I could get on board with that. I would be so worried about hurting myself because
They're in dress shoes.
The last time I was in this studio, I had a broken wrist. I am not about to try to like go on little slippery slopes and like just stairs with plastic sheets on them. Like I would be the first one to just like fall and like I would be the ambulance guy like that. I see it.
I know.
I see it all.
I was trying to guess how much padding was on those stairs.
And just, I don't think, like, I don't
probably
know.
Not enough that
yeah.
if you, like, really slam down.
Yeah, like, you can hurt yourself onto, like, a padded thing. It's possible.
You speak from experience,
You can
I
fall
see.
Off the padded thing. That stair wasn't the biggest staircase in
yeah,
the world.
Yeah, no, it didn't
yeah.
have railings.
Yeah, no, you're right, yeah. So you just, like, fall off and, you know.
So there, the first controversy of the day arises during this competition. The cold feet challenge involves standing in like a bucket of ice water. Mm. Clay, first of all,
nails
is totally
it.
Chill.
Nails. See, like, I think this episode is like why Clay is starting to rise to the top for me. Because like I was obsessed with him just sitting there, just like nice and peaceful, just like there to hang out. You just like.
Yeah, everyone is like, this is literal torture. And Clay's like, this is what I do for a nice post-game regimen every week.
Yeah.
And Lincoln can't handle it. Lincoln maybe gets out of his tub a little early.
Can't handle it so much that he just has to like.
Yeah. Gets out to a strong lead coming out of that. That's the second challenge. And then there is also some speculation that he might have nudged David.
Yeah, I was trying to like literally like look back and like I don't
think. It looked equally like David nudged him.
No, like that's the thing is like I almost saw that more. So
yeah.
I will fully like embrace the theory that he got out of the tub early because I think that holds up. But like the nudge, now you're just starting to try to like look for receipts like wherever you can.
Yeah.
I'll give the tub thing. But the nudge, like, you know, listen, it's all things are happening so fast, you know.
Yeah, in the heat of competition.
Yeah, right.
I mean, honestly, these competitions annoy me because it is just a setup for people to bitch about each other.
Oh, yeah.
But it has no relevance on whether you actually want to date someone.
Fair. Yeah.
And I feel like Becca is supremely uninterested in whether Lincoln cheated.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's just all move on.
But just remember that as Connor foreshadowed, it's like, oh, if someone is willing to do this on a challenge, it's such a foreshadowing of their character.
Yeah, if he's willing to do this on a challenge, then what won't he do? Murder?
Then, like, obviously makes a terrible husband. That's the only pre-qualifier. Granted,
if I found out my husband did such a thing.
That's, you know, that's like my number one deal breaker. Just like, you know, obviously you gotta like think about politics stuff. But then like second thing, would they cheat on a challenge?
Would they cheat,
you know,
in a reality TV challenge?
Yeah.
The prize for which is a framed photo.
Yeah, I get it.
So at the prize basically is that Lincoln sort of gets to kiss Becca, I guess. I don't know if that was explicitly
But
they take a photo together. He gets mud all over her white dress, which really, really bothered me.
Yeah, just destroy
everything.
I feel
like she was sort of like standing away from him, and then he was mud all over the
and
dress.
And you could like see like this look in her eyes like, oh no, okay. Like I feel like she's like, okay, we tried.
Well, once you get the mud on the dress, she was like, all right, we're doing this.
Yep, yeah.
At the evening portion, Lincoln also steals her first since
they're married.
And all the guys at this point are really fed up with Lincoln. Jordan's like, it's a group date, bro. It's a group date. Like, this isn't
like
a one-on-one.
Also, listen, like, I continue, like, I forgot, like, what he was responding to. Like, Lincoln was, like, saying something, and then it just pans to Jordan doing, like, what? And, like, just, like, something like that. And it was, like, the fun, like, I cackled. Like, Jordan continues to be funny to me, and I hate myself for liking him so much.
I know, but he just gives such good moments.
I know, yeah.
And most of them are him being terrible. But he's, like, the crystallization of, like, hate.
He's
watch, oh, yeah. Love to hate.
He's, like the true poet. Yes. We have a lot of poems coming out, but he's the true muse of this season.
See, he's a little more like free verse.
Yeah, yeah. See,
he doesn't feel the need
it.
To constrain it into an awkward, outdated, you know, form.
Just wait.
And so she sits down with Lincoln, and he's like, "You bring out the best in me. You're so amazing. I love you. Let's get married for real." And she's like, "Well, how do I bring out the best in you? What do you mean by that?" And I mean, obviously, they barely know each other. He's like, "You make me feel comfortable.
You make me feel comfortable, maybe shoving a person, maybe just like, you make me comfortable to like doing physical challenges." I feel like
there are two ways of bringing out the best in someone. One is you make them uncomfortable enough that they want to impress you.
Yeah.
One is that you make them so comfortable that they like chill out and their anxieties fall away. I feel like he is saying she is doing the latter, but really it's more the former.
Yeah, I think that's – I mean, I don't even know what's going on with that.
I've figured out their relationship.
All right, there you go.
And that's all we need to know about it, really.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So then she gives him the framed photo.
Ugh.
And they kiss.
Which was like an interesting one.
Head bobbing.
Yeah, there was
– looked aggressive.
Mm-hmm, a little bit.
He then says that kissing Becca is like flying to the moon on a Pegasus while dancing with unicorns on a pile of gold.
It's very descriptive.
Yeah. And yet it says nothing.
I know. No, right. Which is
a lot
like
of words to convey very little. I mean, I like that Lincoln is sort of cocky and says these ludicrous things because, much like Jordan, it makes it more fun to watch.
I like it more on Jordan, though, because like, I don't know why that
like
fully
is. The thing
with
Lincoln is that it bothers the other guys so much that they all start to pile on him.
Yeah.
And then that's annoying. Like, the drama is annoying. But I feel like he could be an equally, like, silly character.
I don't know why I can't quite get there. I don't know. Maybe the poop rumors have biased me. I don't know. that's clearly what it is.
Put them out of your mind.
I can't. We're in too deep.
At this point, he kind of takes the picture around and is, like, kissing it, talking to it. He's putting it up on the coffee table.
He's got, like, some showboating going on.
Reminds me a little bit of Josiah with the spelling bee cup.
Yeah. I think that one was, like, a little less. That, like, this one was, like, excessive. And then, this one was a little much.
It just seems like a perfect opportunity for all the other guys to show that they are above it and make him look like an ass.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not take that opportunity. They were like, what if we were worse? is going to be our theory of how to handle this.
What if we just get pulled like – and also like, man, like everyone needs to just like really remember the lesson to not get involved in like the – just like, what are you doing? Just step away.
Like I've never seen – like usually a good part of the guys at least would be setting the tone of it's the first week – let's all be on our best behavior. Let's not cause drama. Like, he just wants attention. Don't worry about it. And instead, they all just freak
jump in.
Out.
Yeah, just all just, like, jump in on it. And then just, like, this slow descent into madness. Like, first, like, I mean, not to give that much credit, but to give, like, the tiniest little bit of credit. I guess, like, they did have, like, stages where at first they were like, hey, can you, like, not, like, have that out there? And then the second one was like, oh, let's just, like, put that down. Like, they just, like, had it facing the table.
Like, it's just so childish. It was facing away from them. Pretend it's not there.
Yeah.
Like, if you keep putting it face down and, like, being like, hey, man, like get rid of that. Why don't you just toss it over there?
It's drawing way more attention to it
than it was doing beforehand.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, like, once again, like, Clay coming in with the solid truth of just like, yeah, I mean, I thought, like, the picture was a bit much, but the way that was all handled was also, you know, just like, yeah.
Clay's, I mean,
Clay's the...
I wish that Clay had more game.
Yeah. I mean,
because
but I also,
he
like...
he seems very sweet.
But I also, like, kind of like that he doesn't, you know? I think it's because when I was, like, just off the cast bios and I saw Clay and he's, like, the NFL guy, it's like, when you were talking about, like, just the base person that, like, is in like your past from like where you grew up that like you just like, oh, I would not get along with that man. We're just like, oh, this like this football player macho guy. And then I think the fact that he's like disarming this preconceived idea I had that he was just going to be like the guy who always had a football in his hand in the house and like just like, you know, really thinking like highly of himself. Like,
though he does actually have a football in his hand in the
house
later.
Yeah, no, fair. Yeah, I mean, fair.
To be fair.
Fair. So one out of two.
No, it's true. I just want a smidge more because it's he's so sweet that I feel awkward on his behalf when he's being awkward with Becca.
You know what I'm, this is now a theme because we talked about how like I like that in Clay and I also liked it in Joe where it's like when he had like when Joe did like the whole like he had nothing else to say to Becca beyond, like, you look amazing and cool.
He did not say that to her.
Wait, didn't he say...
He forgot what to say, and she said, you look great.
No. When he was... If you let the tape show...
Fine.
When let the record reflect that... No, like, when he was coming out, it was in a very thick accent, so that could have been, like, a thing that was missed. But he, like, came out, he did, like, a you look amazing, like, in, like, his, like, little muffled Chicago whatever that was. But, like, he did say a little bit.
Okay.
So, then
I just
it was
remember
all
him coming up and being like, I forgot what I was going to say. And she was like, well, you look very handsome. And he was like, thank you.
Yeah. No. Like, and then just cool. And then
okay, bye.
Yeah. But that's like, I'm noticing a theme where it's just like, you're not into like the little, like a dork, bull, shy, whatever thing. And then, like, that seems to be like a thing that I'm like a sucker for.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because I'm the adorkable, shy one.
Yeah. No, yeah.
So
fair. Yeah.
Okay. I need the men that I, you know, meet and date, you know, in the past.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yes. Okay, so did we cover how he threw it in the pool? Connor is the one who gets really aggressive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like, oh, well, we'll just get pulled right into the shit of it.
Yeah, first he picks up the photo and throws it on the ground behind the couch.
Which I'm like, I was surprised it didn't break. Like, I was like, that's like a strong.
Yeah, we heard it clattering.
Well, not was it like at that?
I heard a clatter, but not a shatter.
Okay, gotcha.
To be specific.
Oh, okay.
And then Lincoln is like, I'm going to put it back on the table because what the hell?
Yeah.
And Connor says he just had to do something, which, bro, you did not.
I mean, I didn't. If to give like Lincoln a little bit here, he did have a good point with, you know, he's not going to be able to put it in his pocket. And like, I guess like the other solution is like going to like your room. It was like, okay, like fine.
They're not even at their, because they're out on a group
date. Right. So yeah, I guess like they don't. Yeah. Okay.
Here's the thing. Either the producers were like, just keep it with you.
Yeah.
And wouldn't take it from him. Or they were like, do you want us to take that? And he was like, no, it's my wife. And I don't know which one it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But well, it's true. He couldn't just put it in his pocket. It was too big.
Well, do you think that, like, I mean, I very much probably also think that, like, Connor got, like, hey, like, isn't that picture, like, annoying the shit out of you? Isn't that, like, I mean, I don't know if there was, like, enough.
No, probably true. However.
But still, that doesn't make it good.
So he then takes it and throws it in the pool. At this point, Lincoln is like, well, obviously, it's ruined. So he just sits there quietly.
Also, I did enjoy how we got a very loud glass shattering sound, even though it landed on water.
Yeah.
Like, that was...
I mean, to be fair, it's ruined.
No, sure.
But maybe there could have been a splash sound effect.
Yeah, like, I think that could have worked. Yeah, I don't know.
This, you know, it was weird for me to watch it, even though Lincoln is not my favorite contestant and... I don't love the showboating around after winning a challenge thing. It makes it seem like it's not really about Becca.
Yeah.
However, there was a really weird dynamic to this whole encounter that made it feel like it might have played out differently if he was white.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a very strong, like all of the white fratty bros being like, what the hell, man? Like, what are you doing?
Right,
like, and kind of escalating constantly, trying to get a reaction back out of him.
Right. It was like very much like a pylon thing.
Yeah. It's crazy to me that Connor felt comfortable taking his stuff and destroying it.
Yeah. No, right.
And feeling like he was going to get away with that. Like,
yeah,
there was
no,
a
right.
really
And like, they were
weird...
just going to like move on from there. And it was going to be like, oh, like that was fine. That was the right thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, then he sits down with Becca and she brings it up to him and he's kind of got a shit eating grin. Like, she's going to think it's funny. Or something?
Yeah. No, right. But that, I mean, like, that's like the thing is that, like, you know, all of these things can be true because, like, I am not the biggest fan of Lincoln, but at the same time, like, he absolutely did not deserve this, like, pile on for this picture by any stretch.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like, yeah, it's like, this thing is shitty that, like, you know, that Connor did. Like, Lincoln probably could have been, like, a little, like, not quite whatever. But, like, but also, yeah, again, you know, like, a shit thing should not be combated with another shit thing.
Right. It just, like, Lincoln was just kind of being cocky and dramatic. And Connor, like, destroying people's stuff is, like, not to get too overdramatic, but that is, like, an early point in an abusive relationship sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, no, right.
Like,
right.
When Lincoln then goes to Becca, and this was probably not a tactical, fully tactical decision for Lincoln, because now he's involved in the drama. Mm. He seems like someone who is stirring shit up.
Yeah.
But he goes and sits down and tells her that he needs a new picture because Connor broke it. And she asks why, and he's like, I don't know. And he tells her he feels threatened physically. And that might seem dramatic, but it is a physically threatening action grab someone's stuff and break it.
It's just like, kind of like wild. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, no, that's like very, very fair.
Very,
and also,
yeah.
Well, and also too, I mean, like, you know, just to kind of take it out of like show mode for a second, it's like, that's like just like a thing that that's going to be like a memory token that like Lincoln has of this show. It's like that picture, you know, so it's just, you know, so that's just like, like a dick thing to do. It's just, you know, so it, yeah, like, I mean, it makes sense to be emotional over it. And like, they're not going to be able to take many like physical things from their experience. So like, yeah, it makes sense to be like upset about it.
Yeah. I mean, you can talk about how I think there was a certain element of like playing it up even later when he's upset about it. But yeah, he thought he got this nice souvenir.
Yeah. Right.
And
right.
It's gone.
Yeah.
And so Becca seems really disturbed by this. She says it seems aggressive. Connor thinks it wasn't gentlemanly to
oh
go to Becca
God,
about it. What
oh
the
my God,
fuck?
I know.
Connor,
God.
I hate him so much.
What was the exact line he said? It was like, was it like gentleman? Like,
he said gentlemanly.
Okay, gotcha.
So
yeah.
I don't think that going to her about it was very gentlemanly. Want to talk about gentle? If you have a problem with Lincoln, take your glove off and slap him on the shoulder with it like a lord.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was just off the rails. We're all off the rails.
So when she sits down with Connor, he's sort of grinning and is like, yeah, I just got rid of it. That's a gift she just gave him, dude.
Oh, wait, what was the they kept sent it away? That was like with it, just like send it. Send it away. That was like
send
the,
it away. LOL.
Like,
that, we're
like,
so
makes
clever.
It, that makes it way cuter to just be like.
And then Jordan was so into it. And I was like, now I know you're a bad person.
Yeah.
In addition to being so fun.
Yeah.
So fun and cool.
Yeah.
And she's like, so do you have like anger issues? What's your deal? And he's like, no, I've never done anything like this, but I don't like Lincoln. I don't think he's genuine. And she says, yeah, I know that would be weird to see the photo, but I'm looking for someone who can still stay respectful and handle himself. And she's like, I just wanted us to get to know each other. And I don't think tonight's a good night for that anymore.
Yeah.
I was shocked that she didn't send him home. Mm-hmm. To me, that is like, can you imagine ever ending up with the guy who did that?
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm not shocked because we're going to get like a 2-on-1, I'm sure. Right?
Right.
Right? Like, it's either.
But I think it might be Jordan because we got a little teaser that looked like it was Jordan and David.
Okay. Yeah. Like, that makes sense too. It's like, could go either way in my head.
It could be more than one.
Ooh,
2-on-1.
Oh my God. They could just do a different format, switch it up.
I'm going to miss like all of this while I'm on vacation. This is such a bummer.
I think you're going to have to cancel your
trip. Think I should spend 4 hours when I'm in Europe for the first time in my life watching The Bachelor?
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
She decides not to send him home, but she doesn't give either of them the rose. She gives the rose to Jean Blanc that she had a nice conversation and kiss with. I want to call out early on, both of the group date roses go to Black contestants.
Yeah.
Which
also, I'm a fan of Jean. Like, Jean Blanc is like another one where it's just like, oh, I don't like the cologne thing, but like everything else is fine.
Yeah,
like,
he seems fine, but like the cologne thing is not.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah. I just, maybe that's just like living a different type of life where just like when you're bored with money, where it's just like, I'm going to invest in this $1,200 like bottle cologne that's the size of a grape. That's just like what we do. Yeah.
I think maybe for Becca it would be okay. For me, every time that my partner came home with a $500 bottle of cologne, I would be like, excuse me.
Like, okay.
And we're out of paper towels.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. But otherwise, I like him.
Yeah.
And I think he was very deserving of the is he like the winker? Someone like has like a wink and the winker. It sounds like wanker. Like just
I'm not sure.
Someone had like was
she
like,
pointed
oh,
out that
he
kept making eye contact.
Yeah, maybe that was the eye contact. Okay. Yeah. That's what it was.
Something like that. And he was like, I like to make women feel special when we're in a relationship. I love love. I want to be in love.
Well, like, you know what? You know what, John Blanc's like the whole like we kept like catching like glances at each other. It always reminds me of when I hear like past bachelorettes or bachelors like talk about how like they, you know, like knew who they were super interested in early on. And like when they were on these group dates, they would just like catch like glances here and like, whatever. It was like, all right, yeah, let's see what you're doing. Yeah. You know, just like be like the, you know, this sneaking like dark horse here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the next day, the photo drama continues.
Of course.
Lincoln is sitting on the couch with some of the guys crying. Colton and Jason are there. And they're sort of like, wow, that's messed up. You don't touch a guy's stuff, like his property. You just don't do that. And Lincoln is sort of gently weeping. And he's a little too upset. Yeah. Like, he's like, I was going to show this to my mom.
Yeah, yeah.
And
also, like, this is, like, where, and, like, because, you know, we were on board with defending Lincoln, but now I have to backtrack and go back to, you know, now to shit talk again. But I think it's, like, I think, like, where the genuineness of this show. What does Jordan say? Genuinity?
Ingenuinity. That was a weird word because I kept writing it down. And I was like, that looks like a real word. And then I said it out loud and I was like, yeah, it like, does not.
It's like when like people like say things with like enough confidence where you just question yourself entirely. We're just like, oh yeah,
it's ingenuinity.
I'm like, ingenuinity. But no, like, so when he was, you know, super, super emotional and then he was like, yeah, like that was my trophy. And I'm like, no, don't say trophy. Like, don't. It's like, oh, and we just like in the home stretch we lose it. You know, if he was like, you know, that's like a really memorable moment in Beck and I's relationship, and you know, just like, oh, you could say that, but now it's like, this is a trophy, this shows that I won, you know, that's like how it's coming across.
And, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And like, if he doesn't win, I can't imagine that he would really want to show his mom the photo. I understand. I think also whenever people get really emotional on the show, my first thought is they're exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
They probably were up really late at this group date.
Yeah.
It's early the next morning. They get them up to film more.
Yeah.
He's probably really tired and like just upset that Connor did that.
Yeah.
And then he has to embellish it too with his other stuff.
Yeah. Well, like I honestly, even beyond the show, you know, like think of like, well, at least for me, like if I like get sad or upset, then I just start thinking of like other shit that's wrong.
Yeah.
Just like start piling on myself where it's like if I had like a bad day at work or something, it's like, you know what? I'm still single too. Like just like let's just like think of everything that's wrong and like think of everything that's bad.
While I'm at it, I have just no good qualities.
And everything is on fire. Everything just, So I think that was kind of going on here where it's like, let's look for other things to make this worse.
He's in his feelings. And at first I was like, oh, well, it's kind of nice that some of the other guys are comforting him.
And then they take it all back.
Oh, my God. Like, then the hard cut to Jason, who was sitting there being all sympathetic, mocking Lincoln.
Yeah, just
to Jordan was really unpleasant
to
watch.
Shady,
I was like, you guys, like, I don't care how. And this is a little hypocrite. Like, I make fun of people behind their backs sometimes, but they barely know this guy. Like, I like to really get in some time to hate people that I know personally.
Right, right.
Before I start talking about them behind their back.
Yeah, right. It was more to, like, it was just, like, how quickly it turned.
Right.
You know, it would be, like, one thing I think if, like, they had that moment that morning and then they were in a conversation later that night where it's like, you know, having thought about it, like, that was a bit much, wasn't it?
Right.
Not, like, just, like, immediately.
It's almost, it felt more like they were, like, gathering material to use to make fun of him later.
Yeah.
That could just partly be editing, but also, like, this is the point when Jason is talking to Jordan and is like, it was a picture. I can't believe it. It's so lame that he's like crying. Like, what's wrong with him? And Jordan says he hasn't seen any ingenuity from him. And then he's like, I wonder how long he had to spend in the UK, not the University of Kentucky, thanks, Jordan,
also,
to get that accent.
You could tell he was like so into that line. You're just like, oh, I'm going to fucking go for this. Oh.
So that's when you really see, like, the calculation that goes into his lines is when it really backfires. And you're like, oh, that wasn't clever at all.
Yeah.
And then he's like, how long did he have to spend in the UK to get that accent? I'm starting to think he's a white guy and, like, does a little British accent.
No, I think he said wanker. No, he said wanker.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he said wanker.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yeah. Like, he definitely said wanker. I think.
Oh,
like,
my God, I wish we could watch this again.
I feel like I think it was wanker. I think because like I thought if you said wanker, like that's funny to me because it's like calling it back.
Yes.
You know, so like
guys, if you have a take on what he said, please let us know, because I thought I heard it very clearly.
I think I heard it very clearly. This is weird. It's like this is like a Laurel Yanny thing all over
maybe,
again.
Yeah. And I firmly believe that it's both Laurel and Yanny.
I
mean, so
like,
maybe
that's
it's
like the
both.
Whole thing, right? Yeah.
But I mean,
I think wanker.
That, if it's wanker, it's much less horrifying.
Yeah.
However, he should at this point, I feel like, know that Lincoln is from Nigeria.
Yeah.
And
British
colonies.
Right.
And like there's a real long history there. Like it's not like only people who spent their entire lives in England might have a more British sounding accent.
Yeah, there's just
so like American accent is the default and everyone
also,
else
like,
is.
Especially for, you know, like what I would, you know, think is a well-traveled world model extraordinaire. You would think like he would have these, you know.
No, he's like, I think he just stays in Florida and does like swimsuit catalog shoots.
Yeah,
I think he's a solid catalog model.
Yeah, fair. But I am like very curious, so I need to.
Yeah,
I now
we
need
to get some feedback on this, and also I should probably just rewatch it. But we're in the thick of it now, so we can't do it right now. And oh, that reminds me. Last week, there was some speculation about Jean Blanc's French.
Oh,
and
that was
we
like...
heard from some listeners who are more familiar with Haitian dialects.
Yeah,
that was. Not Haitian Creole, and they think it was just really
it was just like bad French. Yeah, no, that's Well, it's good to have that confirmed because, like, I definitely just like would have just believed it's like, oh yeah, just like different.
Yeah, and I was like, I have no idea.
Okay, well,
so
we,
corrections
now,
into the universe. All right. So the second date is between Blake and Becca, and they, what was the date card? It was like, let's lose control.
Oh, okay.
So they head out to a warehouse. Chris Harrison is waiting with a sledgehammer slung over his shoulder.
Which is a good look, honestly, for Chris Harrison.
He's aging pretty well,
yeah,
I would
like
say.
That, like...
He's becoming more James Bond with time.
Yeah.
And inside the warehouse are different memorabilia.
Yep,
from...
just all like the memories past galore, just all over the place.
From Ari, specifically, in case we're not being clear. there are TVs playing his proposal to Becca, his race car. It could have just really been any race car, probably, with his name on it.
Yeah. We'll just, like, continue the destroying stuff vibe.
Yes.
Just we haven't destroyed, like, enough innocent things on this show. The dresses.
That couch
just...
was not innocent. The breakup couch is there.
I was more talking about the champagne. That one hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I think I saw Becca tweet that it was like not alcoholic champagne, you know? So like at least. That's not like.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah. But like that one, like when you were talking about how it viscerally hurt you that like the dresses were getting ruined, like I think when I saw like the perfectly good. Champagne bottles. It's like, come on.
Bachelor viewers in need of champagne.
Even though that's
here.
Like the cheapest thing they could destroy, that one hurt the most. I don't know. Just that's where I am as a person.
Oh, the TVs made me nervous. I know that this is a thing that they had safety measures for. They wore masks.
Oh,
they were wearing coveralls. Becca's were very nicely belted. I still had this feeling when they were smashing the TVs of like, what if the electricity jumps out and kills them?
Yeah, no, right. Yeah, like
I'm
just
like not super savvy about this.
So that was like a dangerous thing. And like, one, I was very impressed with this. Like when they first started destroying stuff, and like Becca went over to the car, she like got on the car like a gazelle. Like she just like, let me just like take like two steps, and I'm suddenly on like the hood of this thing. Where I'm like, that's where you're gonna hurt yourself. You're gonna slip. You're gonna break your wrist. I hope
she was wearing good solid traction.
Yeah, no, right. Like just
God forbid that the Bachelorette should break her wrist.
I know that would be a good. I'd watch. We need a good...
It'll be amazing the rest of the season. She's like putting her hand up to cradle a man's head and there's a big...
That'd be a good twist. Like, I mean, they need to make the ambulance thing like a thing every single season. But never have they had it be the lead.
Yes.
Never. I don't think.
It'll be amazing. Yeah. Like, usually it kind of works against the person to whom it happens.
Right.
So... That's kind of the whole thing. Oh,
wait, so what was your...
Lil Jon was there, singing Turned Down
Which,
for What?
Which, like, was an interesting choice. You know what I would have been into? I would have been, like, into, like, classical music, even though that's, like, very, like, you know, whatever. Like, the da-da-da-da-da.
You wanted,
like,
the contrast.
Yeah. I want, like, the... Yeah.
I'm going to disagree. I loved it.
Yeah?
I thought he was hyping them up. Because when you're in that situation... You need to be in the right mood. It's hard to just get in the mood to smash stuff.
Right.
I feel like if I'm Becca too, I imagine she was feeling like, can we stop talking about this?
Yeah, right. Just like, which is like, you know.
Because it's just been an excuse for them to have her in the moments for the entire, throughout the date, being like, man, Ari really fucked me over. And remember how that recently just happened and I thought we were going to get married, but we didn't. And anyway... Here I am now smashing his stuff. And it's like, shouldn't you want to present herself as having moved on?
Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah. Well, like, so were you a fan of the date?
Oh, I mean, in general, yes.
Yeah. Because,
as an activity.
Yeah. Because I feel like when I was looking at Twitter, it was like divisive.
Yeah.
You know, but I was a fan. Like, I would love that. I love, like, just the idea, like, you know, you can, like, get some stuff out in a very controlled setting.
Yeah.
You know, just like you don't, like, as Becca was saying, it's like, you know, well, she was saying, like, how she's not, like, that type of person. So I think, like, those are the people who probably need it the most.
Yeah.
Where it's just like they are. Like, the ones who've just been, like, taking so much shit. And then just like, you know what? Just, like, go smash.
She just, like, rounds on the producers and is like, and you! it seemed like a lot of fun to me. I understand why they added the Ari theme to it. But I thought it was a little much because I don't want Becca's season to be the... Remember Ari's season?
Yeah. Well, maybe that's like their... I mean, that's clearly like what they're going for here. But that was like their way to just like, okay, it's in the past. It's literally destroyed. Like, it's, you know, it's like symbolic. So I can get behind like in that kind of way.
We'll see. Because then at the dinner date, she's like, this is my first dinner date since I was engaged to Ari. So clearly it's not over yet. And they talk about how Blake had... Also, once gotten horribly dumped, they had, like, said, I love you after 2 months together. And then a few days later, he sees some texts on her phone from her friends, popping up on her phone, I guess.
Yeah.
That asking her if she had dumped him yet. And he was blindsided.
Mm.
As you are when you just said, I love you.
Yeah.
It's actually the most dangerous time in a relationship.
True.
I feel like people get really freaked out.
Yeah, it's like that in Valentine's Day. You know, just, you know.
And he's like, now I've learned what I need from a relationship. Probably someone who won't do that, mainly. And she gives him the rose, blah, blah, blah. They make out against a wall, et cetera. She's smitten.
Just like some old Ari vibes coming back, though. Like, oh, my God. Like, that's just, you know. We need to put it all in the past, including maybe, like, wall kisses are banned. No.
No wall kisses.
No wall kisses in, like, vague alleys.
Yeah. Although that would be sad if she had to give that up for Ari.
Oh, that's true. If anything, do it more. It's hers now. Never mind. I've completely reversed my opinion.
She just start calling Blake the kissing bandit.
Yeah. Just take everything from it.
We're going to take a quick break, but I'll be right back with Brett to talk a little bit more about all the fun bro drama this week. Third date, second group date. I'm not sure if I caught everyone, but on this date, Ricky, John, Ryan, Alex, Kristen, Trent, Leo, Wills, Colton, David, and Garrett.
Oof.
Love comes at you hard and fast.
Yeah.
I just blanked on what the date was about.
What?
Dodgeball.
Come on.
I was like, what is that reference to?
Claire, come on.
Dodgeball.
Not in Europe yet. Get back here.
But head in the game.
I loved this date, personally. Like, I thought this was very fun. And I was very, very into it. I feel like the look on your face, you disagree.
No, I liked the date.
You gave me like a grimace thing.
No, I was just remembering that I was looking at the line of my notes that says Mike and Jason aren't on the date. Oh. And I was thinking about how much I hate Jason now.
Fair.
So Fair. Sorry. A lot
well,
of
no, 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 no. Just like
on.
Conflicted things. Also, Jason, I believe, is the one from upstate New York. So, like, once again, going back to the theme of just like I'm from Syracuse, which is upstate New York for people who don't know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that just like reminds me of like people I went to college with and like not in like the most amazing way. So just like, yeah, like I can get on board with that for now.
I thought he looked like the douchey boyfriend in an 80s movie, and now I extra think that.
You know what? Like, so someone I work with pointed this out, Nikki. I'll do a little shout out. Mm-hmm. She like, have you watched like The Wondrous Mrs. Maisel or whatever it's called? Oh, like he very much looks like the ex-husband in like that, and it's like very like it's kind of like the slimy car deal. Like
I always wonder why guys do like the longish push, because there's no good guy character that looks like that.
It's like, you know what what aesthetic I strive for is just like being not trustworthy.
Yes.
Like I really want people to just be like, that's what I strive for in life. You know,
I mean, it's true. That is the look of untrustworthiness. Go a different way.
Maybe he just like hit the sea salt spray a little too hard, and like it's
that
just
looks
too
more
much.
Like a pomade to me.
Yeah, just I don't know what's going on there.
You should look into pomades and other hair products.
I'm not completely listen. I've been using pomades. That's like this.
I do like the
crew. We're just pitching so many random hair products. That's what this. Emma's
for
gone.
For all our male listeners,
Emma's
strong.
Gone. This is now a hair / bachelor.
She'll be sad
podcast.
To miss that.
Yeah,
hair talk. Okay, so they. Get on a school bus. They pull up to this school. Becca's wearing very sparkly silver shorts. And Colton says that she smells even better than she looks. So Colton's that guy who's taking a big ol' whiff when he hugs you.
Also, like I'm into like the continuing to rock the metallics thing. Like that's just it's a vibe, and
she's got the right, because I mean, I always think about this with dark haired women. I'm always jealous of the colors that they can wear that I can't. Metallics aren't super great with my complexion, and I love that she really pulls them off.
Yeah.
So they go in, and there are like three little kids, including one extremely intense girl in pigtails, throwing dodgeballs at them. Or they're like, Ari needs someone quick, fast, and strong. Like, this is your test, dodgeball. And the kids train them in dodgeball.
Yeah. This date, like, very much embodied why, like, I am just, like, low-key afraid of children. Just because it's just, like, children can be, like, the meanest, the meanest, most intense people out there in the world. And this kind of,
And they're allowed to just do it.
Yeah, they're
no
just,
one's
like.
No one's stopping them.
Because just, like, I'm not going to be, like, this is weird. I'm thrown off balance here. There's a child. What's happening?
I loved that all the guys were afraid of the little girl, though.
Yeah.
And then they do some practice in small teams. Becca plays with them. Colton is like, what kind of guy who actually wants to get with Becca would actually hit her with a dodgeball?
Which I feel is a fair point.
I'm like, listen, someone who respects her as an equal, good sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Throw a dodgeball
well, it's like,
at me.
I see both points, but like that's like I very much like how like it wasn't like, oh, like I can't hit Becca. Like how, like what was it, Christian? Was just like, or Kristen, is it Kristen?
Kristen throws it right at her.
Yeah, where he's just like, yeah. And also like Needeth, we remember, he was also the man who dunked
over
right
her.
Over, you know, so
listen,
he's just
a
like
competitor.
Yeah, no, right. So I can get on board with just like, you know what? Oh, like you want me to be like cutesy and be like, oh no, I couldn't, you know, I couldn't like do that. And it's like, no, we're
at a confusing point in the era of feminism, because I think Becca felt the same, like same confusion about whether she was upset that he whacked her with the ball or was pleased that that meant they were equals and like would be teammates.
Yeah, no, right. So I was into that date though. Like I thought that was like very cute and fun.
Yeah, and I liked that. So then they have the big competition in like a trampoline Thunderdome, and Fred Willard, of course, is back to comment.
Of course.
And I love that one of the teams is wearing bright pink, and it's not, there's not a whole thing made out of
they're
the girly team.
Yeah.
Apparently there, I missed this. Apparently there are a lot of signs with jokes about
balls.
Like
I mean, like as one does.
As one does.
You know. couple Ari ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked that they did not have it set up, even pretend to have it set up, as the winning team gets to go to cocktail party afterward.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, right. Also, you know what's like a very light thing that like weirdly kept thinking about? Like they put Becca in like the back. You know, like she was like,
I'm not getting hit by anyone.
She's like in like, I'm like a higher up bleacher. You know, she just like couldn't get like the court side, whatever, you know.
It's so everyone can look up at her.
Yeah, I guess so.
And the whole pink team is terrible, except for Leo.
Yeah. Oh, Leo.
Leo might have had a chance if he kept his man bun in. He kept getting hair in his face.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, he did put it up after a while. You know, like, once. I mean, it clearly should have been a thing where he put it up quicker. You know?
Yeah.
Because then, like, maybe he would have had teammates still. But, you know. But was it every single round that he was the lone
wolf at the end? Or at least they made it look that way.
Yeah. I
don't trust them.
Yeah, no, fair. I choose, you know, I'll choose to believe this one.
Yes.
I want to believe that he was the last one every single time.
And later at the after party, I loved that we just see one moment of Becca talking to Leo. And she's like, I feel like you're romantic. And I'm like, is that because of his hair exclusively?
Absolutely. Because like there's like not quite directly Fabio, but there's like Fabio-esque things going on.
Yeah.
It's like Fabio, romance, that's you. it's clearly what's going on.
I mean, the long mane of hair with the muscular physique is a staple of the romance.
Right.
Like if you're looking at maybe a Scottish Highland themed genre, et cetera. But I haven't seen any other evidence that he's romantic.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's very dedicated to a cause, you know? Like, if he puts his mind to something, I guess, like, I don't know,
he's got a dry sense of humor,
I feel like we're going to see, like, more of Leo in, like, that respect. Like, once like, Jordan is gone,
right,
then Leo will become,
you think,
like,
he'll outlast Jordan?
Oh, 100%. I think so. Anyway, like I feel like I see Jordan going home in like 2 weeks. That feels like the appropriate time.
Yeah.
And then I see Leo going.
I feel like Leo could go at any time.
I feel like Leo has like, he'll be like on a week more than Jordan. I'm doing my little vague predictions now. I have no idea. But
how long Jordan stays is going to be like entirely determined by the producers, because it could not be more clear that he and Becca are not interested in each other.
Yeah.
And I mean, to be fair, Jordan's sexuality is Jordan.
Yeah.
I don't
of course.
Think he's interested in anyone else.
Fair.
But I think Becca sees that. Like,
yeah,
I don't think
yeah.
Becca's buying any of it.
Yeah, no, same.
Okay, so she sits down with Garrett for a little bit, and she says that he's easy on the eyes. I don't see it.
Low-key, like, blacked out during this part. Like, I don't remember anything about this. Maybe that's just, like, from just the exhausting week that we've had. Like, I completely blacked. I cannot remember a word.
They were in a pool room.
Yeah. There was the only thing I remember was not even anything about the actual date. I saw some tweet that said that Garrett low-key looks like Natalie Portman in the face. And I'm like, I kind of see it.
Oh, my God.
Like, in the eyes and, like, kind of, like, the smile. And, like, oh, my God, I can't not see that now. That's the only thing that's sticking out in my head.
It's so – but Natalie Portman is so beautiful.
I know. But,
and
like
– he just doesn't –
I know.
I just don't see it.
But there's also, like, vague similarities. It's there.
Yeah. I'm going to have to see, like, a face meld GIF of that.
Yeah, right.
And she said
something – it bothers me you said GIF, too. It's fine.
That's how the creator wanted it to be pronounced.
Just language evolves, Claire.
Yes, but it hasn't evolved that far. We can claw it back. I'm clawing back, Jeff.
I'm leaving the studio right now.
I'm finishing on my own. You heard it here. He wants to leave.
I'm leaving.
So I have a monologue on Will's. She really likes his style.
Yeah,
Oh, Brett's still here. That's
oh my
weird.
God,
I
came back.
Left.
Oh my God, came back. I came back because I needed to say one last thing. Was that no? Like the style is very good this season. Like
yeah.
Granted, like we have mixed opinion on the men. Clearly,
they're bad.
They have just like things need to work on. But the thing they don't really need to work on is like they got the styling going on. You know, they got
He's
some
got
good
like,
jackets.
It's a bomber jacket. That's a black bomber jacket that's sort of embroidered with botanical things
like
leaves and flowers of
different
sorts.
You know what my thing is, like I don't know like where to get that. Like where
I don't know. I imagine that he sewed it himself. That's, yeah, like, that's my fantasy.
Yeah, like of this. There are some of these jackets where I'm like who, like the Ryan, like the banjo guy, like his limo entrance. He was the one who had like roses on his jacket or something, right? Or like, or maybe it was Flo. I don't know what it was. But I was like, yeah, like where do you wear? Like it's not like H&M. It's not, you know.
There's probably a really cheap knockoff at H&M.
Wow, I'm going there right now, actually. Once again, leaving.
And what was interesting to me is, so I so far like Wills. He's one of the only people I haven't completely written off at this point. They have like a nice chat about their parents, of course, and how their parents inspired them to want a team and a partnership. Mm-hmm. His parents are going to be at their 50th anniversary soon, and he's like 30. So I want to know more about that.
Yeah, no, right,
is he
right,
like
a, yeah,
way late in their, like, yeah, he has 20 siblings who are 40 years old, or 50, I guess. And they kiss. He seems to like it. He didn't think he was a front runner, but now he's feeling good. He gives her his jacket to wear. But when they're sitting on the couch, he is fully, like, reclining back away, mm-hmm, from her. And she has to kind of
lean
into just him.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a tactic. But to me, when I see that body language, my gut instinct is he's not that into her.
Yeah. Well, like, I'm trying to think of, like, body language stuff. So it's like if he was, like I don't know, because, like, maybe that's, like, showing openness where it's just, like, sprawling out.
Maybe.
I'm going away from the mic if I sprawl too much.
Yeah. That's okay.
But just,
I'll, we don't need to hear you.
Once it, leaving for the third time. It's fine. But no, like maybe that was just, he was so comfortable. And
right.
He just like felt like he was just on a couch at
she
home.
She brings out the best in him.
Yeah, that's it. That's all he's got to offer. Is, no, he's a favorite. It's fine. I won't chip talk Wells.
No, I mean, I don't think it's, I try not to be too, I don't think it makes him a bad person if he, but it makes me wonder if he doesn't feel that natural excitement about her.
You know what I think it might be though, is that like, you, well, I do this is like, if I'm trying to just like whisper in my head, like, okay, be cool. Like I'll do like this, like little like wall lean thing. So it could be like, he thought too much about it. So he's like, oh, like, you know, what's going to show that like, you're not nervous at all. It's just like over lean. Yeah. Just like really just
looks
sell
like
it.
He's like about to lie, yeah, down to get further away from her.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll give benefit of the doubt that maybe that's, yeah, what it was.
Well, it seemed like they had a good kiss, a good conversation. He seems pleased afterwards. She seemed really, like, she was not turned off by his body language. Mm-hmm. She was really,
yep, just
lying on him, basically. Yep. And he ends up getting the group date rose, which I was pleased because he was one of my early,
yeah,
favorites.
Yeah.
But then in the meantime, we have more we have so many, like, crappy dudes already this episode. Colton decides that it's time for him to tell Becca that he used to date Tia.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to note here that Colton is the person we see tease later in the season,
right,
saying,
right,
he is a virgin. Mm-hmm. This would make Becca his third famous girlfriend.
Yeah, my
so
God,
I'm wondering,
yeah,
about the logistics. It's definitely possible.
Yeah. But it's like, but also too, like, just like unpacking the mindset there, where it's like, I don't know, like how long him and Ali Raisman dated.
I think
it
kind
was
of
like
a while.
It was a while, I think.
Like maybe so, around a year.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, like, not to be like, oh, like, you should have, like, what are we doing? But like at the same time, it's like, oh, like, I wasn't ready then, but you know, I'm ready now. I'm gonna, like, after one season of reality television, I feel like that's what I've been waiting for this entire time. And
I mean,
yeah,
it's crazy to me that he, and there are old tweets that Becca resurfaced, like screen capped,
okay,
of him tweeting during Ari's season,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
Dr. Tia hard, mm-hmm, eyes, and,
yeah,
like, he clearly signed on
for her,
for Tia,
yeah, right,
or expecting it would be her, and like building his case ahead of time. Like, how deep does this conspiracy,
yeah,
go,
yeah,
I don't know.
Right,
but it seems like he also like slid into Tia's DMs,
mm-hmm,
and the way that he explains this all to Becca makes it sound to me like as soon as he found out Tia wouldn't be the Bachelorette.
Yeah, no, right. That he's like, oh, well, then I wasn't interested anymore.
The timing was off
this,
because I thought that she would be Bachelorette and she wasn't.
Which is also an interesting strategy if, like, she was the Bachelorette, where it's like that. Like,
that
maybe,
never goes well.
Maybe, wait a second. Yeah, like, as clear evidence from God, like Fred and
Liz,
just and why can't I remember the guy who's on last week?
Oh, Jake.
Jake, like all of these people, like this never, yeah, this never goes well. So maybe, yeah, maybe restrain.
Unless they were like colluding and they were like, oh, well, I'm going to be a bachelorette soon.
I guess the only
time
it's...
Come on, I'll take you through to the end.
Yeah, the only time it's vaguely worked is Nick and Caitlin, I guess. But that wasn't even the same kind of thing. That was a little different.
But, I mean, people were pretty upset by that. That would probably be... Like, I think later he says that they had a weekend or something.
Right. But, yeah.
That could mean a lot of things.
Like, I just like that... I mean, again, like, this is, like, when I was seeing, like, mixed... opinions on like Twitter and all that, like there were some people who were like, oh, like Becca just needs to like get over it, like passes it. It's like, no, listen, we need to look at like some of the intent here. We need, you know, like it's very, you know, and you know, she didn't end up sending him home, but like I think it would have been completely fine whatever she chose to do. But yeah, it's natural to like kind of at least think about like, okay, what's the legitimacy here?
Also, you know? She knows Tia.
Right.
Pretty
just
well.
Like, yeah.
And this just happened.
Yeah, there's like layers to this. So it's going to take a hot minute to just sort through them all.
I think it was a good strategy for him to tell her early, because the longer that he held on to it, the more suspicious it would probably sound.
Right,
she wouldn't have time to get over it. But she's so attracted to him that she's willing to let it ride.
Yeah.
But she kind of turns off to him for the rest of the night. Mm-hmm. She's like, all right, well, I feel like maybe I can't trust your intentions. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel a little sick. She's worried that he was planning to come on for Tia, and like, she doesn't want to just be the person he's dating because she's the bachelorette.
Yeah.
And that kind of clouds her whole night. She's starting to feel like, I mean, she's getting hit with a lot of these things that usually come up mid-season.
Yeah, like everyone's just like getting their dirty laundry out immediately, where it's like, oh, like just what, first night? Let's just throw everything out.
She had like a third week conversation the first night out of the limos with Chris, R, and
Chase.
Right. And then now she's having like week 7 conversations.
Right. She's had like 3 dramatic things like thrown at her already.
Yeah.
Right, week 2.
Wonder she is already feeling emotional.
Yeah.
And then we come to the final cocktail hour of the week. She looks gorgeous. She has like a blue sequin dress on.
Yeah, no, that was a good look.
She's been wearing a lot of dramatic low-cut things.
Yeah.
And Clay, this is when Clay whips out the football. He had it hidden in the shrubbery, I think.
Yeah, just, you know, you always got to keep it within a few arm's length.
And he's going to teach her a celebration dance like he does with his teammates at his 17 different football teams that he has played for.
Yeah.
And... what was great about this is it's such a cute idea, but you have to really commit.
Yeah.
And he seemed so nervous about executing all of it.
Yeah.
That, like, he's like, all right, I'm going to go out here and then you're going to throw it to me. Okay, great. I got the ball. Now we are going to celebrate. So I'm going to come over here and stand next to you and we're going to shimmy our hips and we slap our hands and then they kiss.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
he got the prize at the end.
I mean, I thought this was cute, but I also get like the whole like, yeah, maybe not like the most suave execution of it, but
it was very cute.
Yeah,
I see my own awkwardness in Clay and it makes me violently uncomfortable.
See, yeah, I mean, that feels like an issue to unpack, Claire. Just, you know,
I'm already in therapy,
Claire,
so
Claire, love yourself. It's okay.
And John, we catch reading John Venmo John reading her a poem. It sounds like a really bad poem.
I mean, aren't they all?
Yes.
Yeah.
As we discussed.
But I do like John. So I'm going to, that's the last shitty thing I will say.
And then she's kissing a lot of the dudes tonight. She kisses John. Connor throws a photo of himself into the pool to show that he is a changed man.
Just lots of like destroying the past. Is another theme.
Yeah.
There's so much destruction in this episode.
That's
just like so
true.
Many. My God.
Close reading.
I know. Wow. Just they're really just breaking so much poverty. Wow.
I thought this was a weird move. Like, I was surprised by how effective it was. Becca loved it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, listen, he destroyed Lincoln's property, so I feel like he should be doing this for Lincoln.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like you're, like, mending the wrong fence.
Right.
You know? There was, like, a part of me that liked it, you know, just because I didn't want to, like, keep stewing on it. But at the same time, yeah, like, there's – I mean, like, I still think he's
home.
Like, oh, no, right, right. But, like, of course, he's not going to go home yet.
Right.
You know, gotta milk things out.
And this is when we see that Jordan has decided to move on to the swimwear competition.
Just embrace full
Jordan. He's had
full
enough
Jordan.
Evening wear.
Yeah.
We heard a lot from Jordan last episode about wearing the appropriate outfit to an evening party.
Yeah, seems like that's going on here.
He's decided that philosophy is no longer working for
him.
They
are vaguely by a pool, so, like, I guess.
Yeah, they were night one, too.
Yeah. I'll say it was a good color swimsuit. Like, it was like a nice.
I think it was actually just his boxer.
Oh, was it? Oh, it wasn't a swimsuit. Oh, yeah.
If it was a swimsuit, it was like a Speedo.
It was like a little Speedo thing, yeah. But yeah, it's a nice, like, maroon, you know, just like a good burgundy. Yeah.
Because he wants to show her that he's not 007 all the time, which he is most of the time. You look at Jordan, you're like, oh, James Bond, 100%.
Clearly, yeah.
He's spontaneous. So she's talking with David, who is wearing a suit tonight, and sort of steals Beck away with his mostly naked body.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just wanted to show you that I like to have fun. I am a gentleman, so my hair is always well kept.
Just, okay.
And then he's telling her that he wants a mini-me, like a little Jordan that he could call Jordy and, like, dress up. I can't imagine that Becca is turned on.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like, oh, yeah. Like, no, same. Like, very much same. Like, I want a little Becca. Like, you get me.
Yes. All I want is a little child that looks exactly like me that I can treat as a prop.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he decides to spend the rest of the night wrapped in a furry pink blanket.
I will say the blanket looks very comfortable. Like,
why.
Yeah. Like, I get it. Like, I don't get it, but I get it, you know? Like, it's all comfort over style.
He's like, I'm going to show her the part of me that watches chick flicks with a tub of chocolate.
Oh, boy, chick flicks. Love it.
Yeah. And meanwhile, David is getting, like, pretty worked up about this in the other room. This is now David's, like, second beef, but this is the one he really gets into. Mm-hmm. He asks Jordan, when he comes back, like, do you think that was respectful? And Jordan's like, yeah, it was relevant to what I was going to say. Was it?
It's like, yeah, well, like, I mean, like, I don't think that David should have, like, gotten involved here, like, again. But at the same time, like, I could see, like, how he started, like, spiraling downwards. Because I think, like, the most, like, the best thing you can do to unravel yourself is just, like, argue with someone who's being irrational, because then you're like, you're not following the rules. Like, you're not following the rules of life and, like, normal conversation. And
we would see that with, like, Corinne, too. That sort of, you think you're having an argument and then you realize that her thoughts are just moving in a completely different pattern.
Right, and then you just, like, slowly start just, like, disintegrating.
So it's like, how do you extricate yourself from
that? Right,
you've committed to the argument.
And then all of a sudden you just, like, find yourself, like, real in the shit, where you're just like, oh, I'm here now. I'm just, like, I have now been pulled into Jordy world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And David starts saying, like, there's right and wrong in life. It's objective, and you're in the wrong. He's like, are you more than a model? And Jordan says, are you more than a human being?
Oof, just real.
Just not the burn he thinks it is.
Hitting him with the truth.
Everything Jordan said was amazing.
Yeah.
He says, I could take an IQ test and I'm sure I'd pass it a little higher than David thinks I would. Just, like, brutally owning himself at every turn. And then David does sort of a callback to, I think, Jordan's previous use of ingenuity.
Oh, yeah.
He says, I hope Becca can see your ingenuine side. And Jordan's like, it's called ingenuity.
Yeah.
Very confident.
I loved the look of pure frustration on his face where he really just like, it's called ingenuity. Like, yeah. That was the nerve. That was that. That was like, how dare you? How dare you actually say the correct word?
The problem with Jordan is that I just want to read everything he says and not actually talk about it.
I just want Jordan to open up an Etsy shop. Yes. And just, like, get some of this stuff scripted.
But I don't want to encourage that. I want someone else to take his catchphrases and turn them into, like, cross stitches.
Yeah.
And she sits down with Colton to have another conversation about the Tia news. And he just sort of is like, I'm really here for you. Relationships are built on trust, and you'll never have to doubt that my intentions are pure. And I'm like, sounds no, fake. It's too late.
It's like, that's not how this works.
Yeah. Speaking it does not make it
right,
so.
Right.
That's exactly the problem she has with you out of everyone here. But she keeps saying she's so attracted to him. I love the, like, the confidence that you have when you are an attractive person. Like, to me, the thought of telling a guy I'm attracted to him before we are basically engaged.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just like, I can't, like,
horrifying.
Yeah, it's like, I can't show my hand. What? No.
God forbid that he should ever know that I find him attractive. No, this whole perfect bone structure you have going on, I hate it.
Nope. Once we're married, maybe I'll let it slip. But, you know, until then, no.
And so then it's time for the rose ceremony, and Jordan is still in his blanket. The roses go to Chris R., Jason, John, Clay, Mike, Connor, Leo, David, Garrett, Nick, Ryan, Kristen, Jordan. She has to sort of hand him his little lapel rose. Mm-hmm. He wants her to put it in his cleavage. Lincoln and Colton.
So who did we lose then? That's always the harder question here.
We lost Alex, who gets really teary.
You know what also... I meant to call this out, but like, when was Alex the one who was like, when they were talking and he was like, oh yeah, I don't normally date women who have like their shit together or like something.
Oh, was that
or
him?
What was the line? It was like, oh, that wasn't quite the line, but it was like something like that.
I write that down.
Yeah. It was like something like that. We're just like, that's like a weird thing to say. Or yeah. Just like, what does that mean?
My type is hot messes, but right. You're different.
Yeah.
They show him staring at the camera, face like extremely red with tears in his eyes for way too long. I felt very uncomfortable.
Yeah, they're just like,
I don't want to see this. Also going home are Ricky and Trent. And sort of intercut into the rose ceremony, we get, I think, my favorite Jordan moment of the night, which is that he's an alpha. And the other guys maybe can't deal with it, but he's a Wilhelmina model.
Which went over my head, clearly.
Very, very big name modeling agency. Not a lot of guys in America who are Wilhelmina models. Under 100, probably. Mm. And he's really, like, he's shown his fashion. Yeah. He's shown his skin. What have you got?
Yeah. No, like, we're just... I don't know.
It's really astonishing to see all the models coming in genuinely thinking that it's just about... that finding love is, much like a pageant, just about showing your beauty in different outfits.
It's like, I won this. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And none of the other guys have shown her their skin. So I think we're done here.
No. I mean, like, seems fair.
So we get a little teaser for next week, but I don't trust them. I think that they show us things from later in the season for next week. So
I don't even, like, think, well... maybe the ambulance thing is next week, because, like, I feel like there was a decent amount of people who were looking down. So, like, they can't,
right.
That
can't be
too
late.
Yeah. And I was trying to, have we figured out who that is? I was thinking it might be, like, Chicken Guy, maybe, David?
I couldn't tell.
I needed to, like, rewind that thing over and over
again.
I still could not tell.
This is going to sound weird. What we see of the face and the legs mm-hmm. look so, like, bloodied.
Yeah. Which, like...
or, like, pink. And I'm like, is it maybe someone flushed from, like, shock or, like...
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. And there looks like there's scratches on the
right,
leg.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Like,
it's just a lot.
Do we have, like, a theory of what... I mean, it'll definitely be, like, they did a challenge and, like, he, like...
but it looked like it was in the mansion.
Yeah. What the hell could it be? I just, like...
could someone
have, like, zero idea?
Fallen?
Well, because the thing is, though, is that, like, I think, yeah, I think it must have been like a fallen, or maybe someone was like drunk and like hurt.
Right.
Like, or because like if there was like a brutal fight between contestants, I feel like we would have heard about that.
Right.
You know, so like
if someone had hurt someone else that badly.
Yeah. No. 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 Right. Then I think that we would, you know, we would have been unpacking that as well as a few other things.
Paradise
last week.
Style.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I can't wait to find out what could have happened that is that dramatic and yet did not cause the production to come to a screeching halt.
Only a few things it could be, I guess. I don't know.
I can't wait to find out in like 3 weeks. Man, this is such a bummer.
I know. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Who cares about Paris?
It's
I sure
fine.
Don't.
Just cancel it.
Well, thank you so much for
joining. Yeah, no, it's a pleasure. Yeah. Whoop, whoop. Thanks for having me.
All right, it's time for a solo edition of Feminism Fails. First, I want to call out Chris R. for saying he hopes to treat his wife just like he treats his mom and his sister. This seems pretty innocuous. Becca actually loved it. But it always seems like a tell that this guy doesn't think he needs to treat women very nicely normally, only the ones he's related to. And that's a sentiment I would like to die. So I'm going to give that a 3. And next, the group date that includes an obstacle course with challenges like getting cold feet and wearing a ball and chain. Can we just banish all of these phrases from our collective understanding of men and marriage? I'm going to give that a 4. And this isn't exactly a feminism fail, but I was really displeased with the aggro treatment of Lincoln. Yes, he wasn't being super chill, and he was being pretty obnoxious, actually. But the way all the dudes ganged up on him had some really uncomfortable undertones, and I don't like to see that kind of masculine, like macho overcompensation. Let's give that a 5 just for sucking. That's it for Here to Make Friends. Thanks to our intrepid guest, Brett Vergara, and our amazing producer, Nick Offenberg. Emma will be back next week, and I will be gone next week. So look forward to Emma and her surprise guest host. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. And you can find both of us on Twitter and Instagram at Claire E. Fallon and at Emma Lady Rose. Or you can send us an email at heretomakefriends@huffpost.com. Thanks for listening. Emma will be with you next week.